You got a big forehead, yeah. But some pretty brown eyes, pretty brown eyes. Yes, you do. And when you turn around, I'm loving what that booty do. Can I talk to you? I remember the day we met. It was on the back car of the L train. I was drunk, pissed drunk, and you were screaming like you were insane. And I said, what's wrong with that bitch? I think she lost her mind. And she said, don't you call me a bitch unless you first call me a dime. Hey, big forehead. Hey, big forehead. Well, won't you be mine? Hey, big forehead. We'll have a good time. I swear to God. I swear to God that I'ma love you for a lifetime. Yeah, if loving you is a crime, I'm doing the time. Big forehead. Big forehead. Yeah, baby. I'm singing to you, big-headed bitch. Why don't you call me back? This verse, too, they broke up. Mad and sad. Now I'm only smoking crack. My teeth are falling out. My teeth are falling out. I'm going crazy without a doubt. I'm going crazy without a doubt. Won't you take me back? Won't you take me back? I swear I'll stop smoking this crack. Well, girl, doo-doo-doo-doo, ever since you left me, doo-doo-doo-doo, I've been half a man, baby, doo-doo-doo-doo. I even pee sitting down. Doo, 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 doo. I can't smile. I can't smile. When I'm this far down. Man, I tell you what, man. That I just ad-libbed a classic. Where else can you get this kind of retarded behavior? Nowhere else but the Book of D.D. Said I done settled down. I settled down in my new living space. Hoo-ah-hoo. Yes, that's right. I just dropped my earbuds. Who cares? No one. That's right. We back, bitches. Yeah. Same level of retardation. Yeah. Same taste. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. We are the future. We are the rebels. Huh? We are the trendsetters. Huh? It's the future, bitches. All right. Let me. Whew, got my. My heart palpitating. I'm sweating a little bit. I'm running naked. Yeah, you know, moving out. Had to move out because, you know, the place got renovated, getting renovated and shit. Sure, it's not ready yet, but it's just so unsettling. Because I didn't know when I was going to move, where I was moving to, and you know, the guy I rent from, he doesn't give a fuck. He's just collecting money at this point. So he was, like, just not selling out information at all. But you know, que sera. You know, other people got bigger problems. Some big lady probably stumped her toe in the middle of the night and was too fat to bend over to console her foot. So she just wallowed in pain. Someone's suffering out there going through more than I am. You know, grand scheme of things, I'm living awesome. You know what I mean? Sipping my motherfucking coffee. It's tasty. Dunkin' Donuts, I know. It's not that bad, actually, you know. Now, I was, like, consuming some fancy coffee because that shit was on sale for, like, 2 months at the grocery store I shopped at. Guess they had a lot of that shit in stock. See, when your price is high and your product's not good enough to move, all right, sits there on the shelf. Then capitalism says, what you gonna do, man? Huh? You gonna sit there and make nothing, or you gonna lower your price? Well, how gourmet is it if nobody's buying it? That shit was good though. They had a bunch of different flavors. I don't know. How would a coffee connoisseur describe the coffee? It has rich texture to it. No, That's different. Text is just something you feel. It has rich taste. It has a deep down textorial taste. Huh, nigga? Yes, a textorial taste. What does that mean? Read a book, nigga. Well, I don't know what it means. It's the vibes. It is the vibes. What's the vibes on the hip-hop front, huh? Pretty sure you know by now. Kendrick Lamar released a track called Euphoria, which is the name of a show where, also a name of a show that Drake produces, which is interesting. But this is a diss track to Drake. Ooh. My assessment is I love it. It is probably the best diss track of this whole thing, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. I never liked Drake anyway. So who you think I'm going to pick? I like Kung Fu Kenny. It's Kung Fu Kenny versus Drizzy Drake. Now, if you know anything about Derek, if those are the nicknames I have to pick from, I'm going to pick Kung Fu Kenny. Is a noise Miss Piggy used to make before she committed domestic violence on Kermit the Frog.
I digest
on that point. But yeah, Euphoria was good, man. He's talking about how this nigga's a bad father, a fake role model, a wannabe black person. I was like, holy shit. You know, I had to run to Instagram, look at the comment section, see who's bitching and crying. All the light-skinned people in the hoes. I don't know, it's interesting. I guess people have different tastes, but the way I'm shaping it up is like the people that want a pop hit or like something to dance to or play on the radio, I think they pick Drake, and the people that like lyricism and personality pick Kendrick. I pick Kendrick because, you know, he's deeper. He dug deep on that nigga, too. It's like Easter eggs. It's like, you know, it's like that line Jay-Z said. The more you auto-rewind, the more it's defined. You know what I'm saying? Every time you auto-rewind, there's more defined. Something like that, he said. Well, I play that shit like 6 times for real. Trying to dissect it. He basically broke this nigga down. You know, but I will say this, like, there have been a lot of polls on these hip-hop sites I follow on Instagram. And Kendrick is winning them decisively. There's no, like, 45-55 split. I'm seeing, like, 75-25, you know, 60-40 splits. Which is, you know, that's a convincing blow. That shit was 6 minutes long. I did look at that like, yo, I'm not listening to this for 6 minutes. Then my brother told me, like, yo, have you checked it out yet? That's what my brother do when he's excited about something. He act like he's not excited about it. Because if it was all right, he would have been like, yeah, man, this shit's all right. I would expect more. If it was bad, he would have, like, he never has this kind of, he never try to build this kind of suspense when he doesn't like it. I played that shit. I was like, yo. He started off smooth. I like the fact he had like 2 beat changes in that shit. That's kind of dope. Riding three beats. And they had a different temperament on the first beat. Which an artist like Kendrick should do, because this shit, he's kind of multiple personalities with his flow sometimes. He'll do some shit like that. I like it though. Yeah, but he ripped that nigga. We don't want to hear you say nigga no more. He attacking Drake's blackness, which is exactly what I would have did. This nigga's corny. Which he is. Oh man, people went. They was playing that shit on TNT inside on TNT. I think that's the name of it. The one with Chuck, Ernie, and Shaq and Kenny. You know, the famous one. They was playing this shit during the commercial breaks at the game too. I think that's a big L for Drake, cause you know he loves basketball. They probably, it's a lot of people that don't like Drake. He is the Taylor Swift of rap. Actually, I take that back. Drake has way more talent than Taylor Swift. I don't get it with her. Who the fuck likes this girl? Oh, little white girls look like her. Oh, that's right.
That is interesting.
But you got people sizing it up. You know, it's cool, man. I like this kind of competition shit in hip hop. It's good. It's good. It's like it's a real taste of old school, man. It's putting it back into the hands of the people. But think about it is like, who's really on the fence when it comes to Drake? Who's really gonna turn against this nigga? He's still gonna sell out venues. Because he's the perfect tool for the industry. Don't talk about shit. But debauchery and drugs and shit like that, which, you know, I like it. I fucks with it. Just a little bit. See, this hip-hop beef is a lot better than this Palestinian-Israel beef. Now, that is some real beef. That's dropping bombs on innocent children beef right there. The International Criminal Court issued a arrest warrant for Bibi Netanyahu, the leader of the Israelites. Well, the Israelis. Israelites is something else. That's from the Bible. And those people were black. These people are white. Which shouldn't make a difference, but makes a world of difference in the world we live in. White good, black bad, brown bad, tan bad. White with nappy hair, also bad. Albinos, bad. Nah, man, but they are protesting on the campus, and this shit is interesting because you got the people on the left and the people on the right who have, over the years, have been programmed, I guess you could say, to view Israel as, like, I don't know, like, what, the 51st state or some shit? They be treated like it's the 51st state and not a foreign country. How did they do that? I'll tell you how they did it, Derek. Money. Ah, man. This is wild shit. Arresting kids on campus. This shit is like 1968. I told you this is going to be a crazy election year. This shit is like some shit when my dad was a kid. They fucking mason niggas on campus. Calling them Antifa. Like the right don't know how to treat it. And the left don't know how to treat it. Oh, man, it's a wild shit, man. But I think it's quite necessary. We got atrocities going on in the world. Somebody should be getting maced. I'd feel bad if nobody was getting maced on campuses and they're just walking around like shit was cool. But, you know, the crazy thing, the establishment convinced these young kids that identity politics was all there be. We got to protect the Browns. And then they see a predominantly white power structure in Israel bombing brown people in Palestine. Of course, you program them to be upset. Don't be mad when they're upset. You invite them little niggas over to Thanksgiving when it comes around. This is wild. This genocide has been brought to you by Genocide Joe. Joe Biden. Sleeping on the job. Joe Biden. No, make a song with Joe Biden. Make something cool for him, for that old geezer. Oh, I got one. All hail the geezer, the geezer, the geezer, the geezer. All hail the geezer, the geezer, the geezer, the geezer, the geezer, the geezer. Some say he's something like a Caesar. I said the king has no clothes. I can't believe her. Have dead niggas running the planet. Running the planet. Oh, God damn it. I can't stand it. So what we gonna do? We gonna vote for Joe Biden? I think I will. I'm gonna vote for him again. I like it when the country's on cruise control without no one driving. It's awesome. Oh! Black Betty, Bam Balam, that's some goddamn coffee. Bam Balam, that coffee real good. Bam Balam, Uncle Sam, Bam Balam. Yeah. Shit is shit's kind of funny, yo. They issued an arrest warrant for the leader of Israel in the International Criminal Court. which is interesting. I think they call some other people some criminals that they never arrested. I think they call George Bush a criminal. But the U.S. got this one thing where it's like we don't respect any person they call a criminal if they're a U.S. official. Some shit like that. And it's like, I don't know, I think they got somewhere where they use military action just in case they, let's say George Bush go on vacation, right? And they're like, he's a war criminal, we got him, and they arrest him. We'll go in with like F-16s, Apaches and shit. That's what I heard from a little bird. I don't know why I'm singing. Because I'm in the midst of a drought, gang. Cause it's been 7 hours and 13 days since I had some pussy to slay. Boom, 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 boom. There's not enough pornography, yeah, to substitute, oh, substitute for some real punani. No, baby, said nothing compares. Nothing, nothing compares to punani. Punani. Ladies and gentlemen, Rosa Gaines. Yeah, Derek is told you, baby, I'm on that crack, baby. I'm kidding. Love my teeth too much to do crack. It's funny how people got hooked on crack back when they thought it was as cool as smoking weed. That's why you never try the new drugs, gang. That's why you never try the new drugs. If you don't remember anything else from this episode, never try the new drugs. You know what I mean? Whether it be street drugs or pharmaceuticals. And that's why your boy didn't get vaccinated. I didn't, because I'm like, yeah, let me see how this shit play out.
Speaking of which, doom, 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 doom.
Breaking news, the vaccine AstraZeneca, the company that produced it, has been charged and will be paying out millions of dollars to an Australian woman whose husband died shortly thereafter his vaccination. Vaccination, oh yes, taking over me. I can't help it. Living in the fever. Damn, 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 James is what I say to that shit. So it's very sad news. And you know, you're like, you know, I'm not selfish. I'm not like, yeah, well, shit, you shouldn't have took it. No. Shit, I got family members took that shit. Nigga, that shit is in the back of my mind somewhere at all times. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going to go down with this shit? Are the negative effects short term? Because AstraZeneca actually had documents where they were talking about this shit. I think that's why they got to pay her. They uncovered documents that they knew was some shit going on with it. Listen, shit like Bell's palsy. That's that shit where half your face just get loopy. Weird ass blood clots and shit. Be careful when you go down that wormhole. That shit is scary. White fibrous clots. Oh my God. Well, I saw that shit in that movie. I looked at it on Rumble. It was what it's called, Suddenly Died. And then you got all these undertakers, because like when you're involved with the body, you got to open that bitch up, remove some stuff, I think. That's what I want to be. Man, just burn me, man. I don't want these niggas snatching my shit. I want my DNA all over the crime scene. Then they harvested my DNA. And then you got some super soldiers that look like me killing babies. But yeah, that shit is, I'm like, damn, please don't let nobody, don't let nobody in my family get one of these super cancers they talking about. Yeah, let's stop talking about that shit. That's a sad road to go down. Let's talk about some fun stuff. Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how Boeing, another whistleblower from Boeing turned up dead, yo. If you got some dirt on Boeing, shut the fuck up. Because they don't just make airplanes. They got some killers in on they got a hit squad. I'm like, yo. And who the fuck is going to investigate Boeing? I'd be scared too if I was a detective. Them niggas get military contracts. Which means they'll fuck you up. But we need some bravery, man. We need that shit. We need more of it. I'm tired of people being pussies. And all these people protesting on campus, I hope they keep that kind of on campus. I hope I said protesting on canvas. This is what I do as a painter. You know, I could really get out there in the world and make some change, but I'd rather protest on canvas and paint little devil horns on Joe Biden. That is how I make change. They got a lot of inactive activists nowadays. I'm an activist. If you ever see a girl say she's an activist in her Bumble or Tinder profile, and you swipe right and y'all match, don't do it. Actually, do it. She probably got some great crazy girl pussy. Let me tell you about crazy girl pussy. It never fails. That is the police. Always after somebody in Brooklyn. Put your hands in the air. Probably chasing some immigrants down the street when they're just looking for jobs. Let's see what we got. We got the immigrant crisis. We got the slaughter in Palestine. We got a half-dead president. We got a presidential candidate that's in court. Yo, they're dragging Trump to court every day. This nigga buying pieces for the fire department, man. They gonna fuck around and make this nigga gonna win New York City because they want to prosecute him in New York City. That'd be like a wet dream. I would what they say, what they call orgasm in my jeans if Trump won New York. But does it really count? Can you count it as a big win if he beats Joe Biden? I mean, come on. He is a vegetable. You're a vegetable. You're a vegetable. Say, I hate you. You're a vegetable. I took my baby to the doctor for fever. Oh, yeah. Yeah, another thing about that whole lawsuit on AstraZeneca. I think it's some kind of politician down there that has been on their ass and investigating them since it went down. Because, you know, the whole COVID vaccine narrative made no sense if you break it down and think about it objectively. And stop going on what motherfucking people say. It made no sense. So he was investigating. And this dude estimated up to 10 million people died based on these vaccines. And I'm like, dude. Don't say that without proof. It's fucked up shit, man. If you need proof that they don't give a fuck about you, it's there. You just gotta look for it, guys. And I know it might hurt your feelings when you find it. But you got to believe it. Life could depend on it. Like, you know. Shit, I might be dead if I took that shit. I might have got a bad batch. No one knows. And the crazy part about it, no one that should be asking questions is asking questions. It's funny, the Republicans was talking big bad shit like, we're going to look at the Dr. Fauci. And they've been in power for what? About 2 years? And they ain't did shit but shut the fuck up on that. It's very interesting what you can bitch about, what you can't bitch about. What you can tell the truth about and what you can't tell the truth about. But I believe the people want the truth. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I might not be in government, but don't treat me like a boo-boo fool. Huh? Give me some motherfucking respect. And a fat check. And a girl with big titties wearing a V-neck t-shirt. Nipples really hard. I put my finger in the booty. She said, oh my God, I like that. I'll be right back. And she came and made me. She came back with a sandwich. Yeah, I think I stuttered too much for that to be good. Sorry, guys. I'm new to this rap stuff. I'm about to jump into this beef. I was listening to that song. I was like, man, say something about this nigga eyebrows. I couldn't believe TNT was playing that during that basketball coverage. Because you know Drake a fan of basketball. he probably heard that song playing. He's like, God damn it! TNT too? But yeah, dog, nobody likes you, dog. We don't want to hear you say nigga no more. Damn. He's like, but my daddy's black. You was raised by your white mama, though. I tell you, man, he got accused these niggas of anti-Semitism. That's how you beat. That's how you win this rap battle, baby. But they're just doing it because I'm Jewish. And I know I got a lot of money, but it brings me no comfort. I am the victim. Ow. He hit me with punchlines. Yeah, we don't like Drake, man. The only Canadian we fuck with is Jim Carrey, B. That's it. Pretty sure we want some more Canadians we fuck with. Who else is Canadian? Canadian bacon on an English muffin. That's all the Canadians we fuck with. That's it. Slap some of that shit on my... Slap some Canadian bacon on my McMuffin. Americans be talking shit about Canadian bacon, how it's not real bacon. But can we examine American cheese and how that shit ain't real cheese? That is the worst rubbery cheese of all the cheeses. It sucks. I don't think it's real. A damn sure no Kraft Singles ain't real cheese. What is that? That's just some shit to give fat little boys titties. That's all Kraft cheese is. Remember, fat kids, it's not about the titties. It's about you. Your personality can exceed any ugliness that your little boy boobs create. And also understand, if you want to get rid of them, it's easy. Well, actually, it's not easy. It's hard work, but you will love yourself after it. Just get out there and run, man. Do some push-ups. Huh? That's all you need. You got to get back to that tough talk. Stop being a pussy. That's my message to the young men of America. Stop being a pussy. Don't listen to these women. Not even your mama sometimes. Your daddy looked for you for forever, but your mama ran. Took that money from the government and ran. In conclusion, this has been another book of DT. I'm sorry it took so long. Could it be I stayed away too long? Am I back where I belong? All right, until we meet again, peace.